Oh, birth of Jesus Christ, Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth to Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver a child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
The Shepherds and the Angels, Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 12. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to the God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
Chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, the visit of the wise men. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage. When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Someday walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This little child delivered will soon deliver. That your baby boy will give sight to a blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, then you kiss the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live. Is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great. Thank you.
Holy Night in Bethlehem. Sing glory, glory, gloria. God's love is given birth. Be not afraid, sing gloria, and peace to all the earth. Their music echoed through the town into the stable stall, where Mary sang a lullaby and rocked her baby small. Sing glory, glory, gloria. God's love is given birth. Be not afraid, sing gloria, and peace to all the earth. As Joseph touched the lamb's soft wool and fed the donkey hay, he whistled his own happy tune and thanked God for this day. Sing glory, glory, gloria. God's love is given birth. Be not afraid, sing gloria, and peace to all the earth. Be still, and you will hear tonight these melodies of old. Then, join your voice in harmony until the tale is told. Sing glory, glory, gloria. God's love is given birth. Be not afraid, sing gloria, and peace to all the earth. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Great job, guys. Have you heard? Loud and clear, right? Loud and clear, we heard from this messenger. So let's keep carrying this amazing message to the world. Okay, let us pray. God, we heard it today, your voice loud and clear through this, our children, youth. Your amazing love, your amazing plan, you coming to us to save us. God, you picked our children and youth to pass this amazing message to us, just like you picked shepherds on the field. God, help us to share this amazing message to our neighbors and friends out there, not able to field the joy, not able to receive the Messiah in their heart. God, we ask you to bless our youth and children today to share this amazing message to us. Bless them and guide them with your Spirit. Bless all of us as we carry the amazing love to this darkened world. Thank you for all the blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mountain that our Savior Jesus Christ is born. As the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen.